In this segment, we're going to continue to review some of the topics which were discussed at last week's presidential debate. Going, we fully expected that there would be differences in how Trump and Clinton see things. In quite a few cases, their policy ideas were almost at opposite ends of the spectrum, and that was certainly true when it came to the economy. Joining us now to discuss this is someone you've seen frequently on the cable news channels commentating on all things financial. She is a former National Security Council Director for International Finance Policy during the George W. Bush administration. And she's also the author of the book, Red is the New Black, How Women Can Fashion a More Powerful America, Kathy Lynn Taylor. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
Thanks so much, Chris. Great to be here with you.
And the online location, if you're assuming the obvious, you're assuming correct, KathyLynnTaylor.com, C-A-T-H-Y. And, of course, we have a link over to our website at issuesandideasradio.com. So when you look at the ideas, economically speaking, that both Clinton and Trump presented this past Monday, who seemed to have a more realistic grip in the understanding of how the economic system and the capitalism works in America?
Well, Hillary Clinton's understanding was her husband. I mean, she deferred to her husband. If that's her best qualification to run the economy, we're in a whole lot of trouble. We're still recovering from the Bill Clinton economy, actually. So absolutely, Trump did a better job. And I actually think that was his best point of the evening, that maybe it's about time we had a president who understands the economy. I think it's a very salient point that people can relate to because life is tough for too many Americans right now.
I think what's unusual, too, is from Hillary and others in the opposition, Trump's success, by and large, is actually insulted and mocked, where I think he took advantage of her attacks on the success when he kept saying that his attitude needs to be America's attitude to strive for success and to overcome.
Right, and this has been the Democrats' very populist message that they've always hijacked very well, and we as conservatives, frankly, need to do a better job on this. It's something I write about in my book, because if we want people to take us seriously on the other side of the aisle, we have to be contrite about where we went wrong. But the reality is this, you know, we have 2 million more women who have fallen into poverty under Obama. We have 50% of America's school children, 50%, one half of every child that goes to public school in this country lives in poverty. That's not a third world nation statistic. That's an American statistic. It's unbelievable. Women have lost jobs over the past 8 years at a rate 12 times faster than men. And over the next 8 years, 2.5 million people in America are electing to come out of the workforce thanks to disincentives to work due to Obama's Affordable Care Act. We have a real problem. We don't have the incentive to work. We aren't rewarding hard work, and Democrats have hijacked this message. And so they say, hey, there's enough rich people. Let them pay for everything. But 20% of America's best earners pay 80% of the taxes, 80%. What happens if we keep taxing them? They move, or they figure out, because they're smart and they made the money in the first place, they figure out loopholes and how to offshore and everything else because we have a ridiculously complex tax code. That is not the answer. If you are poor, and you, or just even if you're not poor, if you're just a hardworking American doing okay, and you make a dollar, do you want someone to take over 50% of that dollar? Hell no. So why should that be okay for anyone else? The Democrats' story of reappropriating wealth is a farce. It's never worked anywhere else in the world, and it preys on the weak and those who are hardworking but haven't yet had enough of the right support from our communities and from our policies, our public policy. It preys on them to say, hey, we can make it easy for you. There is no easy. We didn't get here in America to be the greatest free land in the world because it's easy. We got here through values of hard work, community, belief in ourselves, personal accountability, the values I outline in my book to cut across all this rhetoric and find some common ground in these uncommon times.
Instead, we heard Hillary say again, this time live and in person, how the answer is to have the rich pay, of course, their fair share, completely overlooking the fact that depending what you want to start as a, have as a starting point of classifying someone as rich, I believe if you took everyone who earns $100,000 and up all the way to infinity, those are the people who are paying, I believe the number is 79.4% of the tax revenue received by the federal government every year.
That's right. 20% are paying 80% of the taxes. By the way, Secretary Clinton and her husband fall into that category, but they're not paying that tax rate. So why doesn't she start walking the walk if she's going to talk the talk is my question. Look, if we wanted to pay our obligations today as a government, every American, every child born as we're speaking right now, every baby, every elderly person in assisted living, in hospice care, has to pay over $50,000 each. And if that wants to, if we want to include future liabilities that we've committed to, we'd each need to come up with over $200,000. Do you have that in your pocket you want to give the government? What we've created is unsustainable because we have politicians who don't understand how business works. You have someone like Obama who puts in place during the financial crisis policies about COBRA and health care insurance that businesses need to operationalize. It wasn't with the wrong idea necessarily, with the wrong intent, but he had no idea what it would mean for businesses. He then had to go spend hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to operationalize that one little idea. It's not the bad intent. It's the poor execution and lack of understanding. We're speaking different languages on Wall Street, Main Street, and Pennsylvania Avenue, and we've got to find a way to connect that. I've served on all three. I get that. That's why I wrote the book. I want to help Americans understand when politicians who don't understand what they're doing necessarily don't understand the impacts but may have a good idea how to make that more real for Americans so they can get involved and reclaim public policy that helps them, helps all of us.
Well, Kathy Lynn Taylor with her book, Red is the New Black, How Women Can Fashion a More Powerful America, KathyLynnTaylor.com. Kathy with a C, L-Y-N-N is how you spell Lynn. And hope you don't need my help with Taylor, but you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Here's the question I think should be asked to both candidates, because both would have, I think, very insightful answers. If no one is invited or allowed to succeed through suffocating policy, who creates the opportunity?
It's very challenging. The one advantage America has had over the rest of the world is our ability to take risks and innovate, our ability to choose our own path, and that to have education equal opportunity. And it starts in the communities. It starts with our education. It starts with our ability to propel forward and have an idea and make it happen for ourselves. But the more Democrats legislate and set up poor financial structures, the harder it becomes to get our children through school. We spend more money on school than any nation in the world, but we're not even in the top 10 on reading and math. We are becoming not the best place to start a business due to all the regulations and bureaucracy one has to go through. And I know I started a business, and when I decided to close it, it took over a year. My little business took over a year to close properly. It's too hard, and it's getting more hard because of the regulations and the lack of proper priorities that the Democrats are putting out there. And so in order to keep America's greatest asset, which is our ability to innovate, our ability to have personal accountability and chart our own course, we have to get back to more fundamental economic and social policies that make sense and that do require personal accountability and financial independence. You know, the difference between conservatism and liberalism isn't that hard. It's about ensuring opportunity versus outcome. We need to get back to focusing on the opportunity. Americans are the most amazing citizens. Once they're given the opportunity, I have no doubt each and every one of us can make it happen.
You're talking about how this might sound like a poisonous, even a toxic idea to someone listening right now, but Main Street needs Wall Street and Wall Street needs Main Street. What's the bridge that connects the two? How does one need the other and why?
It's such a great point that you make, Chris. I devote an entire chapter in my book about this because I think that the rhetoric that is going on from the Democrats about Wall Street versus Main Street is so irresponsible. Wall Street is a pretty complex place, and so people buy into that rhetoric thinking, you're right, why should so-and-so have so much money? I work hard, why don't I have it? Well, it's not quite that simple. At its very simplest, Wall Street does two things. It helps businesses channel their money,
right?
You know, pay their bills and take in their revenues, and it helps them optimize to raise or have enough money to do their business. It's pretty simple, at its right? It doesn't have to be that complex. If that doesn't happen, then a business that starts in Youngstown, Ohio, and starts to grow, let's say it's a cookie business. As that business starts to grow, perhaps the owner wants to open a couple more locations, goes to the bank. The bank, that small bank there, is impacted by a larger banking system that connects to Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. If we're not doing our job on Wall Street and in our federal government banking policy, then that impacts adversely that bank in Youngstown, Ohio, and that impacts that cookie shop's owner ability to get a loan and grow. It is interconnected to the utmost degree, and unless we help people understand that, how much Main Street needs Wall Street, we're not going to have the right conversation.
Wrapping up our time with Kathy Lynn Taylor with her book, Red is the New Black, How Women Can Fashion a More Powerful America, KathyLynnTaylor.com. Her website, also where you can get the book and more of her insight into all of what we're talking about here and more. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And going with the subtitle of your book, How Women Can Fashion a More Powerful America. Statistically, women, they're the majority of the population, yet they continue to face challenges through a system that's against them, whether they fall prey to the traps the system creates. What are women not doing they need to do, and what does society need to do that it's failing to do?
We need to have a conversation. It's really that simple. For too long, conservatives have let Democrats hijack that conversation with women and say to women, hey, if you are empathetic to those around you, if you care about the world around you, if you want to do good, you have to be a Democrat. Well, that's not true at all. In fact, my book looks at seven values that I think and I know empower not only great women today, but all Americans. Personal accountability, financial independence, the belief in the possibility of the future, personal strength, the idea of paying it forward for our children. And I look at the policies that have best empowered those values over time. And you know what we find time and time and time again? It's Republican presidential policies that have better empowered those values and therefore better empower women and all Americans. We have to start having a conversation not about policy and arguing over pro-life or pro-choice or Wall Street versus Main Street. We have to have a conversation about values, because if we can start to find some common ground in these really very uncommon and unusual times, then maybe, just maybe, we can listen to each other for a little bit, and then we'll get some good ideas. It is not about the right or the left. Has to be about women and our fellow citizens and about America. And that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do. Don't just go out and vote. Go out and also start to talk and listen. And then if we can have that civility and respect and find that common ground on the values that make our country so great, we can start to see the impacts of the policies that really best support us.
And a great asset to the conversation is what Kathy writes about in Red is the New Black, How Women Can Fashion a More Powerful America. KathyLynnTaylor.com, Kathy with the C. You can find out more about this and other ideas that Kathy shares and make you aware, make you empowered, and make you realize there are things that you think are out of reach that you can learn, gain an understanding of, and execute for a better life for yourself, for your family, for your professional, personal life across the spectrum. You know, KathyLynnTaylor.com. Kathy, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Chris.